WTCL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. The final weekend of 2017 is beginning with a bit of snow on the ground here in the D.C. Metro.
This morning, reports we're getting indicate about a quarter to half inch of snow has fallen. It's generally less than an inch of coating across the area.
Dan Hoffman at the National Weather Service there. He does say everything's stuck on the roads and sidewalks thanks to how cold it's been. We might briefly get above freezing today, then it's back down into the teens. And if you're brave enough to head outside to ring in 2018 tomorrow night,
could feel like it is at or even a few degrees below zero, even in the cities tomorrow night.
At least one New Year's event in the area has been called off thanks to the frigid weather. Fredericksburg says it's canceled the New Year's Eve family fun night at Riverfront Park. We'll check the full WMAL Weather Channel forecast coming up. They're putting on the finishing touches for the big celebration in Times Square.
Crews are making final preparations for Sunday night's celebration. TJ Witham is with the Times Square Alliance.
We've installed 288 new Waterford crystals to the Times Square ball. Did that earlier this week. We tested the confetti to make sure that it flies properly from the marquee over the Hard Rock Cafe.
3,000 pounds of confetti will be dropped on the crowd, approximately 25 million little pieces of paper. Don't expect there to be a record-setting crowd. The temperature is forecast to drop to 9 degrees.
There's been many instances of cold New Year's Eve. This one certainly will be one of the coldest.
Witham said it shouldn't impact the ball drop or any of the other technical aspects of the event. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Police in Prince William County are still on the lookout for two people that they say assaulted an officer last night in Woodbridge. An officer had tried to stop a car near the Potomac Mills Mall around 8 o'clock last night. Police say the driver became combative and assaulted the officer. Other officers arrived and arrested the driver, but two passengers in the car were able to get away. Police say the officer has non-life-threatening injuries. Outgoing Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is commuting the death sentence of a man convicted of raping and killing his 73-year-old mother-in-law. The decision means William Joseph Burns will spend the rest of his life in prison without the possibility of parole. McAuliffe says he based his decision on Burns' mental illness and potential intellectual disability. He was sentenced to death back in 1998. The victim's family opposed clemency, and McAuliffe says he took that into account. Burns had been declared mentally incompetent to stand trial when he claimed his intellectual disability should prevent an execution. The State Department's posting a number of emails that belong to former top Hillary Clinton aide Uma Abedin after the FBI found those messages on Anthony Weiner's laptop.
Several of the released documents were found to contain information classified confidential and were heavily redacted. The email release of about 2,800 emails is in response to a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit by the conservative legal group Judicial Watch. The FBI's discovery of the emails later led to charges against Weiner for sexting a 15-year-old girl. Weiner was sentenced to 21 months in prison on the underage sexting conviction. Bill Michaels, Washington.
There's some good news for drivers in Maryland coming in the new year.
Starting Monday, you don't need to get your first vehicle emissions test in Maryland until 3 years after you buy your car or truck. Now you have to get it done after 2 years. Christine Neiser is with the Motor Vehicle Administration.
What we realized is the newer vehicles are much cleaner and really weren't failing in those initial years. And so without having any environmental impact, we're able to give customers more convenience.
And there's another change in the new year related to emissions inspections.
Even if you have a late fee, meaning you didn't get your test done in time, you can still use a self-service kiosk.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sports, it was the Wizards over the Rockets, 121-103. New Jersey visiting the Caps tonight. In college hoops, the Terps beat UMBC. Hoyas head to Marquette this afternoon. Traffic and weather's up next.
If you're one of the many WMAL listeners who received an Amazon Echo for Christmas, congratulations. Now you can listen to WMAL anywhere you want. Here's how to set up your Amazon Echo. First, enable WMAL on your device. Simply say, Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. You only need to do it once. Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. Then, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. That's Alexa, play WMAL. It's that simple. Thanks for listening to WMAL.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
One-on-One Financial Radio. Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
7:05 now as we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with James Stanley.
95 northbound through Virginia at Prince William Parkway. A couple of right lanes getting by a crash. Left lanes are what's blocked through that stretch. Also, George Washington Parkway northbound just past Highway 123. They've got a left side blocked from an accident. Maryland, Baltimore, Washington Parkway northbound, right at Capitol Beltway. Only the far left lane's getting by. That crash has been there for a while. Also eastbound 270, right at Frederick. Crash over on the right shoulder. It's also partially blocking the far right slow lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Could see a flurry or two today, but otherwise mostly sunny into the mid-30s, down into the teens tonight. New Year's Eve tomorrow, partly sunny in the mid-20s during the day, low teens at night. We're 23 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The world used to be a different place. Doctors would make house calls, gas station attendants would actually pump your gas, and people whose job it was to sell you things used to actually wait on you and be able to explain what they're selling. Well, good news. At least when it comes to appliances, you can get that level of service at Bray & Scarf. Our stores are staffed with smart, friendly people who want to help you find your dream kitchen. And we've got great prices on all the big names, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Come talk to us at Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
There's only a few days left to save big on appliances at Bray & Scarf's year-end clearance sale. Manufacturers are raising their prices in 2018, so beat the increase and save throughout the store. You'll get exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages, up to $800 back. Bray & Scarf is open New Year's Eve and day at all 13 locations. Or visit BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more. You've heard the phrase, or maybe you've used it, eating your feelings. Well, that was me. This is JJ for EMP 180 Weight Loss, and eating too much of the wrong foods was how I dealt with the stress of my life. It was how I celebrated. This year, it was how I grieved. But that was before EMP 180 Weight Loss. Now, after just 2 months, I'm down 30 pounds. But more importantly, I've learned how to eat. Food isn't my crutch anymore, and it isn't my enemy. In fact, I eat as much now as I did before, just better food, designed to fuel my body and leave me feeling satisfied. You know what else I got from EMP 180? It sounds kind of cheesy, but it's true. I got hope. See, I'd pretty much decided I was going to be the overweight guy for the rest of my life. But not anymore. And you don't have to settle either. Join me. Visit EMP180weightloss.com. Locations in Tyson's Corner, Rockville, and worldwide on the web. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180 to schedule your consultation today.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Hour two of the Saturday Morning Updates, New Year's Eve weekend. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com, and he joins us this morning. John, great to have you with us.
Great to be here. Happy New Year to all.
Well, it's a different kind of a new year in Iran, John. Demonstrations began in Iran on Thursday. They've spread to several major cities. And they really started out apparently against rising prices, but have now spiraled into a general outcry against the clerical rule and government policies. Even Donald Trump got in on it late last night.
Well, methinks that this is the start of Arab Spring Part 2, in the sense that a demonstration can start over something small. In Tunisia, it was a peddler who did not like the cost of living and his failure to get a license to peddle, so he set himself on fire. And before one knows it, Ben Ali, absolute ruler of Tunisia, is a former absolute ruler and in exile. So it is in Egypt, where Hosni Mubarak is overthrown after more than three decades in power And it all started in the streets. First one doesn't take it seriously, and then before long, it's a force to be reckoned with. So it seems to be this morning in Iran. Yesterday, after a few demonstrations in cities, women began appearing without their headscarf. Now, that's a punishable offense subject to arrest throughout Iran, but police were refusing to arrest any of the women who came out, refusing to wear the government-mandated garb. It's interesting. Back in April, President Trump had a group of us, about 25 reporters, in fact, to talk to him in the White House. At one point, he was asked about the Iran nuclear agreement promulgated by his predecessor. And he said the sad part about that agreement was that the government in Tehran was on the verge of falling until that agreement gave it a new lease on life. And at this point, we're going to find out if there really was something to his words that night. I asked then-Press Secretary Sean Spicer about it, and he said we were doing a complete review within the administration of every government agency that's impacted by the Iran agreement. If indeed the Iran government was on the verge of falling then, could a demonstration like this that seems to gather support by the hour be the final blow to the theocracy that's been in power in 1979? And are we witnessing Iran Revolution 2 or the counter-revolution? All one can say is stay tuned. A postscript, Rick. You mentioned Donald Trump getting into the act. When there was a presidential election in Iran, going back nearly 10 years ago, supporters of Mr. Mousavi, the loser, took to the streets saying they were cheated from a win. And they had many signs saying, "Obama, are you with us?" The Obama administration did not put out any statements, did not have any strong words about freedom and the right to gather and assemble. And, well, the government remained in power. The demonstration was put down. Donald Trump was no doubt aware of this when he tweeted his support for the demonstrators late last night. We'll see what the people say and whether they ask, "Trump, are you with us?" Right now, it would seem he is.
And one excerpt from that tweet from Donald Trump: "Many reports of peaceful protests by the Iranian citizens fed up with regime's corruption and its squandering of the nation's wealth to fund terrorism abroad." Some strong words from Donald Trump.
Very strong words. And given the social media and the rapidity with which its messages are spread, I have a funny feeling that that was making the rounds in Tehran last night.
Well, you mentioned rounds, John. Donald Trump's been doing rounds of golf, and he also did one impromptu round with a New York Times reporter. Tell us sort of how that all came about and what he had to say.
Well, it was just by accident while he was at Mar-a-Lago that he happened to be introduced to a reporter for the New York Times, Mr. Schmidt. And before long, that casual introduction and handshake turned into a full-blown interview. The most dramatic remarks that he made was that he felt that Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller, whose very appointment he opposed, is, and I quote, "very fair," unquote. Now, this comes at a time that many of the president's supporters say the special prosecutor should not be there investigating the possible Russian involvement in the last election, that Mr. Mueller has a very partisan bent, and he should be fired. Anyone who says a special prosecutor is very fair would be committing political harakiri by firing him any time in the near future. The message from that interview is Mueller's going to be around, and the president's willing to take his chances with whatever the special prosecutor's report produces. Beyond that, we see some figures, some funny facts, as we're starting to call them, from the administration. The size of his Facebook following being, well, shall we say, inflated a bit by the president. just as he recently said that he signed more bills than any president in history. That's not true either. Overall, this is someone who he'll stumble, he'll make mistakes, but he'll speak from the heart, and he's as impromptu as he is on the occasions when he meets with us at the White House and takes questions on any subject from just about anyone. It's a little hard getting used to.
My understanding, John, there were no White House aides around, and it was completely impromptu, so he had no notes or any kind of preparation.
No, nothing like that, and presidents very rarely do that. And interestingly, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was with her father in Arkansas, and sure enough, she was out hunting and sent out pictures through Twitter showing her talents handling a rifle. She said she's almost as good at shooting as she is at making pies.
Coming up next, we're going to find out about Nikki Haley. A lot of talk about what's next for her in her career. And also, what does Grover Norquist think about the tax reform? I'm going to talk with John Gizzi about that next. But first, traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley. James?
Thank you, Rick. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning, things looking much better. We started off rough through the early morning. Baltimore-Washington Parkway still have some issues through Maryland northbound right before Capitol Beltway. Crash now just got pushed over to the right shoulder. The main lanes are moving okay. Through Virginia, northbound on 95 at Prince William Parkway, you've only got two right lanes getting by a crash here. Left lane's completely blocked. Also, George Washington Parkway northbound right at Route 123, left side blocked from a crash. And on the Beltway, the outer loop right at Pennsylvania, an accident off on the right shoulder, just onlooker delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, we had a little dusting of snow overnight, so if you're heading out this morning, budget a few extra minutes to dust off the walk in the car. But other than that, we're going to be up to about 34 with partly cloudy conditions today. Coming up for Sunday, look for a high of 24, sunshine on New Year's Day, but still cold, high only to 24, sunshine Tuesday up to 26, and we'll break freezing again on Wednesday with a high of 35 and the sunshine coming up the New Year on Wednesday. Still 22 in D.C., and we're heading only to 34 this afternoon, 717 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday morning update continues, and we're talking with John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax. John, you have an interesting article about Nikki Haley, who announced that cut to the United Nations and U.S. support, and what it may be leading to for Nikki Haley. What are you hearing?
Nikki Haley announced what is administration policy. The Trump administration will cut $258 million. Let me repeat that, $258 million from the U.S. dollars that are appropriated for the administration of the United Nations. Now, this is keeping in tone what candidate Trump said throughout 2016, that America is the biggest contributor to the UN's expenses, as well as being its landlord in New York, and that's got to be cut back. Coming on the heels of Ambassador Haley's eloquent defense of the president's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, this lady has made a name for herself at Turtle Bay. And analogies are being made to past ambassadors such as Henry Cabot Lodge, who frequently jousted with his Russian counterpart, to Daniel Patrick Moynihan, who took on the America haters around the world with wit and Irish charm and wound up as U.S. Senator from New York, and, of course, George H.W. Bush, who won admiration for his defense of Taiwan as the United Nations was expelling the Republic of China in favor of Communist China. And, of course, he went on to some pretty great things after that himself. What this all means, very simply, is that on the Washington cocktail circuit, as well as in the punditocracy, talk is rampant. Nikki Haley has earned some stripes. She's now a very strong contender to succeed Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State if and when Mr. Tillerson goes. And more importantly, she's starting to be on quite a few lists to be on a national ticket down the line. Stephen Hess of the Brookings Institute, who worked for four presidents, told me she's in fact more qualified to pursue national office than his friend Pat Moynihan, because at least she held elective office in the past, being a former two-term governor of South Carolina. She's a woman, and as Dr. Hess put it, she's a first-generation American, Nikki Nematra Haley being the daughter of Indian immigrants. She's Miss Diversity, is the way he put it. Newt Gingrich thinks she can wait because she's only 35 years old and be on a ticket somewhere down the line. Others think it'll happen sooner. In any event, this was a great week for Nikki Haley, the new political superstar.
A lot of support for the tax bill, a lot of criticism of the recent tax bill signed into law by the president. Grover Norquist is the president of Americans for Tax Reform and has been sort of the public face of tax reform over the years. You spoke to him this week. How does he feel about it?
He's disappointed. Norquist once described the tax reform package as the candy store and himself as the little kid. There were so many advantages, so many taxes that were going to be cut, so much opportunity for the taxpayer that he could barely contain himself. Now the disappointment sets in. The alternate minimum tax, which was created in 1970 after the Wall Street Journal reported that 155 billionaires paid no taxes, was going to be eliminated. It was supposed to make sure everybody paid some tax. And what it actually did was apply higher taxes to a lot of Americans who just didn't expect it. Last year, 4 million Americans paid the AMT. It was supposed to go. Instead, the corporate AMT was eliminated, and the threshold for an annual income to be taxed under the AMT was raised to $1 million. Not good enough, thundered Mr. Norquist, who said that there was an agreement between the House, the Senate, and the White House to eliminate this tax. And while you can cut it back, it's not like ripping the roots out, because the cancer can grow again out of the ground, as he puts it. In other words, the taxes can be raised. He's called on tax opponents everywhere to come back in January when Congress does and set about scrapping the AMT altogether. I understand his point. When we make taxes harder to apply, or we raise the thresholds for application, we help a lot of taxpayers. But the taxes, whether it's the AMT or the estate tax, also known as the death tax, when they remain on the books, it's really not eliminating taxes, and it sends a message to the taxpayer that it's still business as usual. This is something that our lawmakers are going to have to deal with as they end their New Year's holiday and return to Washington next year.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And you can follow him by simply Googling Gizzi on politics. John, thank you, and looking forward to your perspectives from the White House briefing room in 2018.
And as we go into the new year and we keep an eye on these developments in Iran, let's keep in mind the words of one who knows a little bit about motivating people. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win. Those are the words of Mahatma Gandhi.
Thank you, John. It's 7:24 Saturday morning update, WMAL. Redskins football tomorrow. We'll have a preview with Steve Burns and also a preview of what happens in the Virginia House of Delegates.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS? Are you facing potential wage garnishments, levies, or tax liens? With a call to the Attorney's Tax Relief Helpline, you can get the tax help you need through special programs that can reduce your liability by thousands of dollars. Pick up your mobile phone and dial **1234. Yes, that's right. Pick up your mobile phone and dial **1234. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all collection activities against you. Attorney's Tax Relief has been helping consumers reduce their debt and are trusted and accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Again, on your mobile phone, dial **1234. That's **1234. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call Attorney's Tax Relief now and get free information and to see if you qualify. You can fix this, but don't wait any longer. Pick up your mobile phone and dial **1234. That's **1234.
7:25, Saturday morning update for New Year's Eve weekend. Rutherford, New Jersey. It's MetLife Stadium tomorrow. Game time, and the temperature is expected at 20 degrees. Ouch.
And you really got to be a diehard fan if you're going to be there to see these two teams. This is pretty much as meaningless of an NFL game as you'll ever see. The Giants are bad. The Redskins are hoping to stay at 500. This game really is just for moral points, essentially, so the Redskins can say that they have got another non-losing season under their belt and hopefully get off in the right direction for next year.
If we pull it out, it's a three-game winning streak.
Right, right. That's what they can say. They can point to that and say we're off on the right foot for next season.
All right, help us on this, Steve. A lot of talk about Kirk Cousins and the free agent market.
Yeah, we still don't know exactly what he's going to do. Obviously, he's taking a very unconventional approach here. This could be his final game as a Redskin coming up tomorrow against the Giants. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, a lot of people want him to stay, but you never know what the Redskins ownership is going to do.
All right, Virginia election officials, Thursday will make the decision in that contested race. The balance of power in the Virginia House of Delegates in the wings, what's going to happen?
Yeah, this is Virginia's own Bush v. Gore situation here. They just keep getting into further uncharted territory here. The State Board of Elections said yesterday that they have rescheduled the random drawing to decide this House race, the 94th District down in Newport News, and it'll be on Thursday of next week. If there is no intervention from the court before then. So this is a strange situation where the State Board of Elections is essentially giving the court a deadline to act. You don't really see that anywhere else. And, yeah, as you said, the balance of power in the Virginia House hangs in the balance here. Right now it's 50-49 Republican advantage. If this isn't decided before the General Assembly convenes, which is in 11 days, then they could go into the session here with not everyone seated. And that would be a 50-49 Republican advantage, and they would be able to seat their own leadership.
Wow. We'll see what happens. I'm sure you'll be all over it on Thursday.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Steve Brinks from the newsroom. We'll see you at 7:30. It is now 7:27. You're listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
I've learned so much, and I thank you.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Most excellent. Glad to hear it.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-919-5669. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-919-5669. That's 1-800-919-5669. 1-800-919-5669.
Coming up on the Saturday Morning Update, next we will have the news, and then we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We'll get the very latest on those classified documents on the Anthony Weiner computer. Also, what's going on with the FBI investigation, terror attack in Russia this week, and we're going to find out a little more about the U.S. and the sharing of intel with Russia. And Gordon Chang will join us, and we'll be talking with Gordon, of course, about the latest on North Korea and the South Korean seizure of a Chinese ship. What does that mean in the region? It's all coming up. Stay with us on the Saturday Morning Update.
Hey, it's Eric Stewart, and after 14 years at 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings, my show is moving to 8 a.m. starting January 7th, 2018. you'll still find me discussing all things real estate as Pointing You Home returns, your number one local real estate news source. Our new Senior Solutions Real Estate Show will follow, discussing how to age well and much, much more. Set your alarms, pick up your cup of coffee, and join me 8 a.m. Sunday mornings right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Iranians have taken to the streets, fed up with the country's slow economy.
A lot of dissatisfaction with how the government is handling a number of issues. There is a sense amongst a certain segment of the population that the government is focusing too much on foreign affairs as opposed to domestic affairs.
It's correspondent Arwa Damon there. The White House is out with a statement in support of those protests, urging Iranian leaders to respect the rights of demonstrators, saying the world is watching. A new survey of students at UVA indicates one in four think sexual assault and misconduct are serious problems on campus. That number's actually down from 39% back in 2015, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. This year's survey was given out randomly to 5,000 students. A UVA official says the school's increased training and outreach for both students and staff, which could be contributing to the improved number. 12% of female undergrads report being sexually assaulted or threatened, a slight decrease from 2 years ago. 3% of male undergrads also reported being sexual assault victims. And can you say Sir Ringo? Knighthood is in his future.
You know it don't come easy.
Queen Elizabeth is awarding knighthood to the Beatles drummer, along with sole surviving member of the Bee Gees, Barry Gibb.
Staying alive, staying alive.
Star released a statement saying it's an honor to be recognized for my music and charity work. Gibb acknowledged his brothers in the band, saying the honor is as much theirs as it is mine. Star's bandmate Sir Paul McCartney received the same honor in 1997. I'm Pat Piper.
Sports, the Wizards over the Rockets, 121-103. New Jersey visits the Caps tonight. College hoops, the Terps beat UMBC. Hoyas head to Marquette this afternoon. Traffic and weather's up next.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
How would you like to succeed with your New Year's resolution before the new year even starts? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, heard right here every weekend. Your New Year's resolution probably calls for you to improve your personal finances to make sure you'll be able to live the lifestyle you want in retirement. No need to wait to January. Take advantage of the holiday downtime to schedule an appointment right now with an Edelman financial planner. You'll be amazed how fast and easy it is. We do all the work for you. It's even fun. And getting started now means you can start the new year knowing that your personal finances and your investments are in order. We've been helping people just like you for more than 30 years. So call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. And click that red button to schedule a call.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
At 7:33, we check back in with James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Things looking much better here in the district. No accidents to report. We did have a couple of issues earlier, but they've cleared. Through Maryland, northbound 95, right at Route 100. We've got an accident reported through there, a couple of lanes taken out. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, before Capitol Beltway, we've got an accident off of the right shoulder. All of the main lanes got cleared. Now it's just primarily onlooker delays. And through Virginia, still problems on the northbound 95. It's going to be at Prince William Parkway, where we've got a left shoulder taken out here with a crash. And the George Washington Parkway northbound just past 123, left shoulder crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Could see a flurry or two today, otherwise mostly sunny in the mid-30s. Down into the teens tonight. New Year's Eve tomorrow, partly sunny, mid-20s during the day. Low teens at night. We're 23 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Undergraduate classes start January 8th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:35 Saturday morning of New Year's Eve weekend. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart, and he is the executive producer of a National Geographic series coming up in January called Chain of Command. Fascinating series. We're going to hear some more about that in a few minutes. But first off, Tony, a lot going on in the world for a New Year's weekend.
Yeah, things did not slow down over the Christmas holidays one little bit.
All right, so an interesting lawsuit was filed by Judicial Watch, and they win the case, and the State Department had till the end of the year to get the documents out, 2,800 emails released. These were documents that were on Anthony Weiner's computer. Of course, Anthony Weiner, the husband of Uma Abedin, the very close confidant and staffer to Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And from what you saw of the document release, what stands out to you?
Well, the two things which are clearly indicative of the FBI giving Hillary Clinton preferential treatment was classified information again was found, despite the fact that up to the point where these documents came to light, there had been classified information found. This is another instance. So this is like another charge, potential charge of wrongdoing. And in this case, Rick, it was on a co-conspirator on Uba Abedin's computer. So that means both of them should have been charged with the crime of having or misusing classified information. Secondly, the way apparently that the Clintons tried to get around this was that Clinton would read to or there'd be summaries of classified information put into emails. Basically, you know, the way they kept saying, oh, there's nothing marked classified in the email. Well, what they would do to avoid that is they'd just read it. You know, someone would transcribe it, and the verbiage, the basic text would be the only thing. The rules don't allow that. You cannot declassify something because you read it and regurgitate it on a different form. So those two things should have resulted in charges against Uma Abedin and additional charges against Clinton, but obviously we all know they did not.
Those documents were found on a computer that Weiner was using to sext an underage girl. So
yeah.
When there was this whole discussion of was there gross negligence in terms of handling this stuff, just remember classified documents on a computer that was being used for that type of behavior. That sounds grossly negligent but I'm just an average guy. Moving right along, North Korea. We're going to spend some time with Gordon Chang in a few minutes on North Korea. But one thing I wanted to ask you about, some comments made by Secretary of Defense Mattis about the North Korean missile capability. That stood out to you.
Well, yeah, I mean, Jim Mattis's ability to kind of compress concepts into single sound bites is amazing. And basically, when he was asked about what impresses him about the North Korean missile program, he said nothing. Nothing impresses me.
Wow.
And it's like, oh, okay, well, there you go. And I suspect from what he's seeing, there's nothing new or innovative there. It's just they're doing things to be troublesome, and obviously it's something we have to take and pay attention to.
Everybody's talking about Russia in the news every day, and it's all different kinds of angles that are being discussed. And one of them is the relationship, of course, between Vladimir Putin and President Trump. Now, Putin sent out his annual New Year telegram this morning. It was released, and he says a constructive dialogue between the two nations is essential for global stability, and he would like to see Russia and the U.S. develop a, quote, pragmatic cooperation aimed at long-term perspective on the basis of equality and mutual respect. And, of course, this comes in the wake of the United States talking about arming those in the Ukraine so that they can risk, you know, basically resist the Russian attempts to intervene in Ukraine. So there's a lot going on here.
Right. Well, look, the instance of recently where the United States shared intelligence to the Russians to prevent a attack in St. Petersburg was critical. I mean, my friend Mike Pompeo was given credit for some of that, and that's a good thing. What I think we have to recognize here is there's a certain level of realpolitik that has to occur. Both nations have their own interests, but some of those interests do overlap. And I think where they overlap, the appropriate sharing of critical information is key. Rick, I mean, I think you and I would both agree we don't want to see citizens of either country, innocent citizens, killed, murdered by these extremists. So I think there's a certain level of understanding has been established, a great deal of distrust, and, you know, I think both sides are trying to feel their way through this. But look, the Russians have been antagonistic. They continue to do very aggressive overflights. There's issues relating to Syria, which are going to have to be sorted through. Obviously, the North Korea thing is something we're concerned about because they did a lot to help the North Koreans become the rogue nation that they are. But at times like this, we do things to be helpful and make sure their citizens aren't killed.
And President Putin, it was interesting, he acknowledged that the bomb blast in the St. Petersburg supermarket on Wednesday acknowledged it was an act of terrorism. Yeah. And he also acknowledged, of course, that the U.S. did give Russia a tip-off that helped to thwart a planned attack on St. Petersburg's Kazansky Cathedral. So, right. You know, some comments there from the Kremlin positive about the relationship with the U.S. We're going to take a quick break and check the traffic and weather, and then we'll continue our conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. James Stanley's in the WMAL Traffic Center. James?
Yeah, Rick, it's been a morning of mornings, that's for sure. Holiday weekend, and let's check the roads now from the Adid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Maryland. We've got an accident still on those northbound lanes at Capitol Beltway. It's off on the right shoulder, though. The main lanes are okay, just slow. 95 northbound at 100, we've got an accident causing delays. That's off on the right shoulder. And through Virginia, on northbound 95 at Prince William Parkway, an accident blocking the left shoulder and partially sticking out in the fast lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Oh, yeah, a little dusting of light snow, but that's pretty much off the agenda for the rest of the day. It'll be cloudy with a high up to 35. For tonight, partly cloudy down to 17. Clouds tomorrow, high 25, and some sunshine Monday, but still only a high of 25. We won't break freezing again until Wednesday when we're looking for sunshine with a high of 35. Outside in Washington, 23 degrees, heading up to 35 this afternoon, 744, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is with us. He is the trained CIA intel operative and the author of Operation Dark Heart. And Tony, the president hasn't gotten, I don't think, the attention he deserves for the success on the battlefield against ISIS. And not only, of course, the administration deserving some credit, but, of course, our men and women in service and everybody in command at the Pentagon. Tell us a little bit about the progress that has been made this year that, you know, we're not necessarily hearing too much about in the mainstream news outlets.
Well, there's three things that I think are notable that has been really either underplayed or underreported or ignored. First, is the fact that, yeah, we've recovered almost all of Iraq from ISIS. Very little is left. 98% is recovered. Of the estimated 45,000 fighters which were there at this time last year, there's about 1,000 left. So So that's one of the good points. Secondly, we're in Syria now, helping bring stability to that country, trying to sort through things there. The hard work, and we talked about the Russians. We've been able to do quite a bit of cooperation with the Russians to help stabilize that region. That's been ignored. And third, the fact is that the Pentagon is actually doing things globally, across the board, very aggressively going after radical extremism. And those things have been largely ignored since President Trump has come into office.
Okay, new series coming out, National Geographic. It's coming out. The premiere is January 15th. It's Monday night at 9 o'clock. Yeah. And it's called Chain of Command. And you're the executive producer on this. And
one of them.
What I find out to be very interesting on this is you go inside the Pentagon in this administration. This is not going back a couple of years. This is like what's going on today, so that we get a real look into how our military and the administration working together in today's fights on terrorism around the world.
That's correct. This has never been done before. This series is, you know, it's often people talk about groundbreaking. This is groundbreaking. This has been filmed in pretty much real time. This is documenting everything that happened from approximately the summer of 2016 till now. And so you're going to see kind of how it all came together, to include the transition from the Obama administration to the Trump administration, and all the hard work of the Pentagon and the men and women at the Pentagon to accomplish the amazing feat of going after and beating ISIS back from where it was at. And this tells it again from the chain of command's perspective, from the very top, documenting meetings with the president and his senior leaders, all the way down to people in the field documenting this. And Rick, one of the things notable during the actual filming in Iraq, the National Geographic film crew came under attack of ISIS when ISIS was using drones dropping hand grenades. So that's how close they were to the fighting. So it's a very amazing, comprehensive look at how things have been done over the past 18 months.
And it's entitled Chain of Command, and the first installment is airing Monday, January 15th at 9 o'clock. Tony, really, really looking forward to seeing that. That's
cool.
It's just so cool to have a real in-depth look at exactly how the decisions are made and you know, what's going on there.
Because the title itself is By, With, and Through, which is the strategy which has been employed by General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. So it'll be a rare look, but I think people will enjoy it.
And how do you contrast what you've seen versus what we saw and heard in the Obama administration and how they handled the Pentagon and how they handled the chain of command?
Two words, political will. This White House has had the political will to win. They've allowed the Pentagon to do what's necessary. And President Trump is not troubled by 3 a.m. phone calls from a private in Iraq asking for permission to use a mortar. Literally, that was what was happening before. So when you release the Pentagon and the military to do its job, it's amazing what that can allow you. And what you've seen, obviously, Rick, is the Pentagon being allowed to win. And if you allow them to win, you put the right people in charge, they will win. But it's a matter of political will.
Well, you're talking about the ability for the leaders in the field, the command in the field, to actually make the decisions.
Right.
Just talk for a second just about the notion that if you're in the field and you have to get a message to Washington to get some kind of an approval, I mean, what does that mean in terms of the time lapse and where you are strategically, and whether it's offense or defense? What does that mean if you're sitting there going, you know, I really need to fire this mortar, but I gotta call D.C. and get somebody to sign off?
It's a delay of minutes, if not hours, depending on who you have to go through. And let me put it this way. If you got to get Barack Obama out of bed, that's not going to happen in 30 seconds. So it's one of those things which was very clearly akin to Lyndon Baines Johnson's having dioramas of rice paddies in the office of the president back during the Vietnam War. That's how Obama was fighting it. And again, I've been very critical of the president, especially since he stepped down. And this is one of the areas which he by his own method, had ensured the loss of additional U.S. lives by putting this onerous requirement on the chain of command. So it was literally worse than making the military fight with one hand behind its back. That's how bad it was. So.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thanks so much for being with us, Tony.
Sure, thank you, Rick.
All righty, 7:50 now, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up next, we'll talk with Gordon Chang, get the latest on our relations with North Korea and the involvement now of South Korea seizing that ship that was providing oil, the Chinese ship providing oil to the North Koreans against the sanctions.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
Tensions continue to rise in the Korean Peninsula. We are joined by an expert on the topic. Gordon Chang is the author of Nuclear Showdown and the Coming Collapse of China. Gordon, it's great to have you back on the Saturday Morning Update.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Friday, we saw the headlines that South Korea seized a ship from China suspected of selling oil to North Korea. What do you think the ramifications are when you now have tension between South Korea and China as well as North Korea?
Well, at this sensitive time, any little event can spiral into a much bigger crisis. President Trump, when he came into office, faced a dangerous situation where there were really no safe options going forward. But nonetheless, South Korea and other countries need to stop these ships that have been involved in busting UN sanctions. We just don't have a choice. And also, I think that the United States needs to stop North Korean ships on the high seas to stop their weapons smuggling. The UN, in its new sanctions this month, did not give the U.S. authority to do that. But I believe that we have that authority anyway, because North Korea, by its words, has abrogated the armistice that ended the fighting in the Korean War in 1953. And if there's no agreement not to use force, we certainly have the agreement to board North Korean ships. Yes, this is dangerous. Yes, the Navy probably doesn't have enough ships to rigorously enforce this. But we need to build a worldwide coalition to do so, because we cannot allow the North Koreans to sell the world's most deadly instruments to the world's worst actors like Iran, like Syria.
All right. So the UN has added additional sanctions. Do you have a sense that those sanctions might ultimately bring Kim Jong-un to the table?
Well, I think that they help, but I don't think that they're severe enough. There are a number of things that the United States can do, which would certainly increase the pressure. You know, pressure right now has worked to a certain extent in drastically reducing the money going to Kim, but it hasn't. They haven't worked as they need to. We need to basically cut off all the money so that Kim can't launch missiles, detonate nukes, or do anything else that is dangerous. And in order for sanctions to really be effective, I think President Trump needs to do two things. First of all, he needs to enforce vigorously his September 21 executive order, which was a monumental step forward, at least on paper. But he needs to actually implement it. And that executive order basically told the world, if you do business with North Korea, you're not doing business with the United States. We've got to make sure that we enforce that to the maximum.
Also, I think that we need to go after all the Chinese banks, not just small ones, that have been laundering money for the North Koreans. So, for instance, Bank of China, one of China's big four banks, was named in a 2016 UN report for devising and operating a money laundering scheme for Pyongyang. So we need to disconnect those big banks from the global banking system. This is going to be a severe remedy, but nonetheless, we need to catch China's attention, because the only way that we are going to solve this, short of the use of force, is to make sure that China and Russia do not support the North Korean economy, don't support money transfers, completely back away from North Korea, so that basically Kim Jong-un realizes he has no choice but to disarm. Or at least if he doesn't realize that, those around him will think that way.
Various media outlets have been running different stories with talk of the United States possibly attacking North Korea. There's talk of war that we're hearing. Some have said, what is the possibility of a surgical strike similar to what we did in Syria? Could we go in and take out a nuclear facility as a warning to Kim Jong-un? What would you see as the response?
Yeah, we don't know what Kim Jong-un's response may be. Clearly, he could just decide not to respond, or at least not respond at this time, because he realizes that would trigger a wider war that he would lose. But also, we've got to remember that in August, China warned the United States that if it struck first, that Beijing would come in the conflict on North Korea's side. And this, we have to go back to 1950, when General Douglas MacArthur, commander of UN forces during the Korean War, assured Truman in October of that year on Wake Island that China would not support North Korea. And within a month, the Chinese troops had crossed the Yalu River into North Korea, drove the U.S. forces down the peninsula. So at this point, we just don't know. I mean, it could be a no consequence, or it could be the start of World War III, with not only the United States and North Korea as combatants, but North Korea aided by two of its big power sponsors, China and perhaps Russia.
How would you assess the relationship between President Xi Jinping of China and President Trump? We'd like to think that President Trump may have made some progress, but some have said maybe that the Chinese are just playing the president.
Well, the Chinese are playing this president like they've played previous presidents. The relationship, personal relationships between Chinese leaders and American leaders, counts for virtually nothing. The Chinese are extremely pragmatic, ruthlessly pragmatic. And so, therefore, I don't care if Xi Jinping and Donald Trump are the best of friends. It's just not going to affect how China works, works against the United States, works against the international community. What the Chinese understand is raw power. And unfortunately, we're going to have to change the way we look at Beijing. You know, we've always tried to integrate the Chinese into the international system. And matter of fact, previous administrations thought that was much more important than disarming the North Koreans, which is one of the reasons why we're in the fix that we are today. But we have to look at China and understand that they are only going to move in the direction we want when we start imposing costs that are so severe that they have no choice but to do what we want. We have the power to do that. We've had no American president who was willing to exercise that political will. But nonetheless, we find ourselves now at a crisis where we have to use all the elements of American power to stop the North Koreans and their big power sponsors, those in Moscow and in Beijing.
Gordon, thank you so much for being with us. You can follow Gordon on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang, and his website is GordonChang.com. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful new year.
Thanks so much, Rick, and happy 2018. May it be peaceful and prosperous.
Thank you. And we do wish you a happy New Year. New Year's Eve, of course, tomorrow. And if you make a New Year's resolution, try and make one that you will keep. And if you're looking for something to do tomorrow night and you haven't figured it all out, go to WMAL.com. Check out the New Year's Eve Gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. Larry O'Connor, Chris Plant, Mary Walter, and Vince Colonnaise will be there as well. So a big night coming up tomorrow night at the Hilton and the WMAL New Year's Eve Bash. Happy New Year.
Wondering which 401k is right for you, Roth or traditional? Remember, you have choices when saving for retirement. Choosing wisely could make thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars difference for you down the road. Your financial advisor can help you decide which retirement savings vehicle works to your best advantage. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you with your retirement plan decision.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.